This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Somebody is Waiting for You.
Let me call somebody who's sick. You can always find somebody sick. Let me call somebody who's sick and share the word on healing with them. Let me go down to the nursing home where I know there's somebody sick or somebody needy or somebody needs to be ministered to, and let me go seek joy. Because when you go down there and you minister to them, it would mean so much. I tell you about Helen and I, when we were at Word of Faith, we worked with the nursing home ministry, and we worked there for 3.5 years. And you know what? At first, it was like, you know, volunteer. The pastor wants you to get into stuff. You know, sure, we'll do it. We got in it, giving up our Sunday afternoon to go down here for a couple of hours. And you're kind of dragging yourself all the way, but that's just the flesh talking. We knew the Spirit was excited about it, but we had to walk in some faith and go down there anyway. And I got to minister in, and you get your opportunity to minister, and you see what it's doing in people's lives. There was at least about 90 people who were waiting on me, who were waiting on Helen, who were waiting on the rest of the ministry team. Folks just waiting on somebody to love them. Somebody to say, I still care. Somebody to say, you're valuable. Somebody to remind them that Jesus died for you. He loves you. It's not too late. Life is not over. You're not retiring. Don't go out to pasture yet. You still got a lot of living left. You still got a chance at joy. What are you spreading? The good news. You're spreading the gospel. Instead of, well, you know, I'm going home and I'm doing this and I wish I had somebody to minister to. There's folks waiting on you everywhere. There's opportunities knocking on your door daily. Where are opportunities that I can increase the kingdom because I'm seeking first the kingdom? I may have a mean friend, but they can hang around a lot, but I know they need some help, or a promiscuous friend. Don't give up on praying for them. Manage the increase in their life. Don't give up on sowing seed in them. Don't give up on, when they're hurting, giving the word. Don't give up on them, because as you keep sowing, something's growing. And if they stay long enough around where they're being sowed, a harvest will come. I don't believe a person can resist the gospel when it's continuously sown and other people are praying around them and saying, Lord, surround them. Everywhere they go, may they run into the word. May they, some athlete or somebody they respect, say something that ministers them. May their idol do something, or God, just surround them with the word. Because I believe that the ministering spirits, like you say, they will surround you. Have you ever felt the surrounding torment of the devil? I mean, leading to depression. It's like you just can't get your mind off the problem. It's fixated. You feel like there's no hope. I got to get out. It's all ending. Just like that's going on to a negative result. If people are praying for people, you can surround your young people. You can surround your relatives with the love of God. God, may peace surround them. May the ministering angels give them peace in their mind. Because, see, these are spiritual things that are going on. Spirits are pressing their minds, and nobody's praying that they leave. And they're too ignorant to know any better. And that's why they act the way they act sometimes. Why they act so mean, why they act so crazy. And us Christians, we're like, let's just stay away from them. I ain't going to give you the gospel if you're going to act crazy. Just stay away from you. When we're the ones that have the answer. We're the ones supposed to be spreading the good news that it doesn't have to be like that. Let me pray for you. Let me lay my hands on you and pray. Let's believe God. How about I come over on Friday and we spend a little time in the Bible? Why don't you come visit my church? I'll pick you up. I don't care if you live across town. Why don't we do what we can do to sow? Because they're waiting on you. They're not waiting on the next Christian to come by. They're waiting on you to do what you can do. And don't give up on them till they have kicked you out the door and put you away. You do what you can do. Lovingly, wisely, but do what you can do. Don't say it to be somebody else. Because I have relatives like you got relatives. Certain ones you just don't want to talk to. They're relatives and you're kind of scared of them, and they're the family pariah type thing, and you just don't want to get into it with them. Well, a lot of times they're like that because that's their posterior of the devil whispering in them, be mean, do this, do that. And then the devil knows they'll never get born again. But God might look at you and say, that was a prime opportunity you missed. That person was hurting behind that posterior of anger. They were angry because they were hurting. They were angry because they didn't have the good news. Remember, you have to look at people in those positions and realize, you remember the story I told you about Ray McCauley? I think it was Mr. Universe, 1977. He was a graduate of Rhema Bible Training Center. He's got a church of over 14,000 people in Johannesburg, South Africa. Ray McCauley was preaching once. I think he was in London somewhere. And he had just finished preaching, and he came out of the sermon. He was going back to the hotel, and this is drunk, was just on the street, just wasted, just out of it. And he looked at him, "You're despicable. You're disgusting. What's wrong with you? You're ridiculous." Then he goes in and walks by and says, "Oh, you're terrible. What's wrong with you?" So he goes on into the hotel, gets in the elevator, and God, the Holy Spirit, just smacked him right in the face, got his attention, and said, "The only difference between you and him is me. It's not you, it's me that makes you different from him. And no matter how bad Uncle Johnny is, or Cousin Sally, or that one employee at work, the only difference is Jesus. So if you think they ought to be different, why don't you give them what makes you different? Manage the increase in their life by sowing some love. They may be mean to you, but you be nice to them anyway. Hey, how you doing? Go out of your way to say hello to them." Because a lot of times nobody's treated them like that because everybody's responded to the way they treat other people. But remember, Jesus didn't come for those that are healed. He came for the sick.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
Then he goes in and walks by and says, "Oh, you're terrible. What's wrong with you?" So he goes on into the hotel, gets in the elevator, and God, the Holy Spirit, just smacked him right in the face, got his attention, and said, "The only difference between you and him is me. It's not you, it's me that makes you different from him. And no matter how bad Uncle Johnny is, or Cousin Sally, or that one employee at work, the only difference is Jesus. So if you think they ought to be different, why don't you give them what makes you different? Manage the increase in their life by sowing some love. They may be mean to you, but you be nice to them anyway. Hey, how you doing? Go out of your way to say hello to them. Because a lot of times nobody's treated them like that because everybody's responded to the way they treat other people. But remember, Jesus didn't come for those that are healed. He came for the sick. And I'm talking even spiritually sick. He didn't come for the happy. He didn't come for the blessed. He didn't come for the joyful. He didn't come for the perfect. He came for the imperfect, the downtrodden, the disheartened, those in despair, those that are angry, those that have problems managing their personality, those that are under stress and upset. That's exactly the answer he is. So the more a person's like that, the more they're saying, "I'm waiting on you to do your part." Somebody else may have to finish the work, but you at least do your part. That's them crying out for you to do your part because they're waiting on you. All over your life, people are waiting on you. Relatives are waiting on you. Cousins are waiting on you. And fellow employees are waiting on you. Some fellow church members are just waiting on you. You look over there and you see a certain look on their face and they're here in body but not here somewhere else. They're waiting on you to say something. And they may not consciously be waiting on you, but spiritually, they're waiting on you. Their spirit is calling out to say, "Look, I need somebody to encourage her right now. I need somebody else. I'm ministering. I'm doing what I can do on the inside, but they're listening to the flesh. I need somebody to come share." That's what counseling is all about. When people come for counseling, they're in themselves. They know what their spirit is, but I need somebody else. And some people are brave enough to ask for counseling. Other people just sit there and look. Know they got a problem, but sit there and look. A lot of times you'll see that and God will drop something in your heart to say, "Go talk to them." I'm the kind of person, if I see somebody out of the clique, I want to go get them with everybody else. I want to go see what's going on there. Where can we minister at there? Because I figure they're waiting on me. Yeah, at least waiting on somebody. There's a dying world outside those doors just waiting on you. Just waiting on you. Now remember that God said that as a man reaps, as a man sows, so shall he reap. And God is the author of the principle that he lives by himself. As he has sown into you, He is expecting and he's waiting on you. And other people are waiting on you. Live the word you have. Don't let the devil tell you you don't have enough. If you're born again, you got more than any unborn again person. If you got some joy in your life, you got more joy than a whole lot of folks got. If you know how good Jesus is, they don't know how good he is. Give them that. It's really easy. And believe it or not, if you're led of the Spirit, you will have a whole lot more successes than failures. But do realize, even a lot of times when it appears like failure is not, it's you watered. Or you may have planted, but the person wasn't ready for the harvest yet. But like I said, I can go out there and plant seed out there, and we come next week, ain't nothing there. But that doesn't mean nothing's happening. That doesn't mean the word returned void. No word of God shall return void. Whenever you give it, it has some effect. So you can go rejoice it. They may have looked at you like nothing happened, but you can go rejoice it. Well, they didn't seem to receive that at all, but that's all right. You can't refuse the word. The word's working. It's working. You look at them and say, it's working. Oh, I'm ministering to mama. I'm ministering to daddy. I'm ministering to Uncle Johnny. Oh, it don't seem like much fruit, but it's working. The devil will tell you, you're wasting your time. No, it's working. Oh, you know, they've been so hard, they're never going to change. No, it's working. And that's what I got to say about it. It's working. And it is. Because no word returns void. It just needs to be continuously watered after it's planted so it doesn't die, but it can grow into a harvest. And you pray that God will put other people around them, if you're not close enough, to continue watering, to continue watering. And it will grow. And one day they'll just say, you know what? I want Jesus to be my Lord. I want him to be my Lord. And that's how it happens. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, we thank you so much for your word today, Lord. We thank you that you remind us that somebody's waiting for each of us. Many people are waiting for each of us, Father, to get our lives straight, to prepare our hearts so that we can be a minister, Father. I thank you that many people are waiting on us to get our couples and our marriages together so we can be a light to other people that are hurting and we can explain to them how God brought us out by his word, Father. I thank you that single people that are believing for mates, that they can see that God will give you the answer. God will bring you the mate as you're faithful. Father, I thank you so much that we know that there are people waiting on us to get our lives together, to be more obedient. People are everywhere we go waiting for us to share the word and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that these opportunities to minister will be made clear to us, that you'll know and unction us in your heart by the Holy Spirit. As you said, we'd be guided by the Spirit, that he'll unction us and that we will know that we're to say something, that we'll know when to move and how to move, Father. We pray that as we open our mouths to speak in faith as a representative of Jesus, that we'll speak as oracles of God, that you will fill our mouths. As you said, Father, to the apostle, that when you go before the people, fear not what you shall say, for I shall give you the word.
Today's message has been titled, Somebody is Waiting for You.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Fresh Catch Seafood Grill in Stewart, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a